The dollar dying a slow death abroad. Brazil and China threatening to ditch it. We have the scoop on that. Obama gives an or else to Iran on nuclear talks. Looking for answers? Wolfram Alpha, the new search engine rage, or is it? We'll talk to tech geek Greg Stebbin coming up around the bend. But first, oh my, Monday Night Football gets a new voice. Tony Kornheiser is out. Former Super Bowl winning coach John Gruden is in. Here's what he had to say today.
Well, I love football. I mean, I just love it. And you can't say enough about Monday night. Growing up the son of a coach in Ohio and Indiana, my brothers and I used to fight to see if we could stay up and watch the second half. And being a coach in the NFL for the last 18 or 19 years, these are the games that I really look forward to. I know the players do, the fans do. Monday Night Football is in my blood, and I just don't want to screw it up, Mike. I want to be a big part of the team, and I know you and Jaws are two of the best, and certainly have some big shoes to fill because Tony Kornheiser is one of the most dynamic, colorful guys in this business. So I'm looking forward to it. I know I got a lot to learn.
All right, so that was Gruden on ESPN. He's in the booth, as I said. Now, Kornheiser, he's afraid of flying, has a lot of problems with that, decided he wanted out. They didn't boot him out. He decided he wanted to step away. Who better to talk to right from the get-go on this show with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight, than Ed Berliner from StoneColdSports.com. What a sight. No crap, no nonsense, just pure opinion, baby. Ed, how are you doing?
I'm excellent, and I think that perhaps if they want to solve the problem between the Israelis and the Palestinians, they ought to just call John Gruden.
Yeah, he'll solve it. Chucky, call Chucky when in doubt.
Dirty Chucky would stick him in a room somewhere, guaranteed they'd have that thing settled in about 15 seconds.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, what was your first reaction to Gruden being the guy who got this gig?
That Tony Kornheiser went out on his own, but he was basically pushed out by a number of people, quite frankly, because what was going on in the booth of Monday Night Football wasn't working. And also, I'm also very happy now that they have at least a 10-second delay on broadcast television, because knowing what happens when John gets going, he could actually be, and I thought it was a great move by ESPN, because John is just, he is flamboyant enough and outspoken enough to where you really never know what he's going to say. He's a brilliant football mind, and he could actually turn out to be the next John Madden, maybe John Madden Jr. almost, although I think the bam bang is going to have to go, and John certainly won't want his own bus.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I agree with you on the Kornheiser thing. What was it that didn't work with Kornheiser in that booth?
He's not glib enough to be a football guy. I mean, Howard Cosell said it many years ago. There was a jockocracy in this country, and that's when Howard saw basically nothing more than a lot of former jocks becoming play-by-play guys and analysts. But in some ways, he was right. They need somebody there who has an intrinsic knowledge of the game as a color analyst. And Kornheiser wasn't working. He knows football like so many of us who cover the games for a living. He knows the players. He knows the X's and O's, but he has not been down there on the field. And you need that. Plus, the second part of that is Monday Night Football has been a clown show for the last couple of years, to where they have tried to change it and keep it as an entertainment vehicle. It's not an entertainment vehicle. It's football. People get entertainment out of football, but you can't make it a sideshow, first of all. And we can only go back to all the different permutations that they've had of Monday Night Football the last couple of years that haven't worked. Kornheiser just didn't work. He's just not that kind of a guy that people want to listen to. He's not a former player. And, of course, he doesn't have good TV hair.
Oh, and Gruden is a decent-looking man. So besides all the knowledge, you're right. He's going to look good on the tube. We know he already does look good.
it's exactly what it is. Look, television is a visual medium. They want to see good-looking people there. Look, Tony knows it, too. A lot of people know it as well. And they wanted to see somebody in there who had the savvy of being a coach. I think Gruden's a great choice, but I'll tell you this. He is not done coaching. I am absolutely convinced that he's taking the job because there's really no place for him right now. He's got to kind of remake himself a little bit. He's got a bit of a reputation around the NFL as being a guy who shoots off at the mouth once too often. Personally, I just think he's fun, honestly, and he's a very good coach. So he's got to rehab himself a little bit. So he'll be back somewhere. Chucky will be back on the sideline sooner or later.
Yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, you know this game so well, and you've done it. You've done the play-by-play thing. I grew up in a football family slash hockey family where I had a pro hockey player in my family. So, it was sacred to me to watch Monday Night Football, but I grew up the same time that you did in the era where, you're right, it wasn't so much of a sideshow. And you make a great point. The last couple of years, that's exactly what it's been. So maybe he pulls this Monday Night broadcast back to where it should be, do you think?
He's going to, simply because people are going to want to come to him because he is that. He's a big mouth, but I say that in a very affectionate way for John. He's quiet when he wants to be, but he can also be the guy that is not afraid to say what's on his mind. And Monday Night Football is awful. I mean, from somebody who has been around and watched it and remembers what it was, certainly it lost an awful lot when it went off ABC television and went on ESPN simply because it lost the cachet. Monday night used to be football night. It used to be a party. It used to be something you looked forward to. But now it's not even that. Now they've had too many dog games over the years, and they've tried to inject entertainers into it, and they've tried to have singers and dancers. I'm only shocked that Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan haven't made an appearance in the booth sometime trying to call a quarter of football. But it's not what people want. They want good, solid football. They want good football people and some entertainment. I think that what happened is ABC tried to put the entertainment first, and that just really hasn't worked. It's not as exciting as it used to be.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Ed. Of the guys that you see now, like the guys on Fox and some of the other broadcasts, who do you think are the best in the booth? Who are the best in the business?
You're really going to put me in a problem
Come
here,
on.
Aren't you? You're going to make sure that I get, you're going to make sure that all my emails start to explode in the next couple of hours.
Yep.
I guess I'm a little bit of old school because, I still love Dick Enberg whenever I hear his voice from the past. He's a marvelous, marvelous announcer. I think that Joe Buck does a very nice job in baseball. A lot of people don't like his style. I do. I think he's very good for the game. There's so many good guys that are sitting out there right now and so many people I don't want to upset.
I love that.
Well, I'll say this much. I mean, there's a lot of very good announcers out there who don't inject themselves into the game. Look,
The
finest announcer in the history of this man, and God bless him, he is still calling baseball in Los Angeles, Vin Scully, is still a legend because he doesn't try to be the game. He announces the game. He gives it to you. The people of Los Angeles love him for that. But right now we've got, and again, it goes down to the Don Henley song, Dirty Laundry. I could have been an actor, but I wound up here.
Mm-hmm.
We have way too many bad actors trying to be broadcasters, announcers, newscasters, sportscasters.
Mm.
And that's why it's tough for me to pick out a lot of really, I mean, there's a number of really good guys out there, but I don't want to upset anybody. Come on, Kate. You're going to put me in a problem here.
All right, Ed. Ed, if everybody wants to check out your stuff, then go to stonecoldsports.com, right?
Stonecoldsports.com. Stone cold opinion, ice cold bias. We take no prisoners.
I love it. Hey, Ed, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, it's always my pleasure. Be well.
All right, you too, my friend. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk about the new search engine. Hang with us.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Have you heard of this thing called Wolfram Alpha? Yeah. It's supposed to be killer search engine. In fact, I've been checking it out myself lately since earlier today. There's a big buzz going on about Wolfram Alpha. Is it going to slaughter Google, or is it just the latest, craziest thing that's out there that people are starting to talk about and explore and that kind of stuff? Who better to come on this show than Greg Stebbin? We've had him on a lot of different times to talk about tech stuff. His resume is too bloody long to list everything, but he's written a ton of books, including one that I really love, because you all know how I'm so into the whole presidential history thing. He did a book called White House Confidential. We've had Austin Hill on to talk about that, and of course, also The Internet for Dummies. He was one of the co-authors of that book as well. Greg, thanks for coming on the show. I know it's late for you. We appreciate it.
Oh, I always have time, and I'm always wide awake for you, Kate.
Oh, thank you. Hey, this Wolfram Alpha, it's funny because I sent you an email earlier in the day, and I said, let's talk about the battle between Twitter and Facebook, because that's all everyone around me is talking about. And then you said, whoa, well, wait a second. Check out this whole Wolfram Alpha thing. And the second you said that to me, he had sent me that email, I got a bunch of hits on my Facebook about it, and then I turned on the tube and CNN was doing a story about it. So what is Wolfram Alpha?
Well, first, let me explain that the word Wolfram is not Wolf plus Ram. It's actually a gentleman's name. His name is Stephen Wolfram, and Alpha just means it's the first release, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really interesting tool on the internet, but it really is not a Google killer. It is not intended to be a Google killer. They're two very different things. So Google is a search engine, and it works sort of like a librarian that when you want to find a particular search term, it goes and finds many occurrences of that search term and tries to figure out which occurrences are going to be most like what you're looking for. Wolfram Alpha is not a search engine. It's actually a computational tool. So it's really designed for doing things like crunching numbers and data. So, for instance, much to my chagrin, when I typed my name into Wolfram Alpha, it doesn't know who I am. Type my name into Google and you will find, I don't know, many thousands of hits. I'm sure the same is true
true for you, because I am not a something to compute. I am not a number. I am not a chunk of data, and therefore Wolfram Alpha is really all that interested in me. You mentioned CNN, and they had a very interesting comparison between Google and Wolfram Alpha that I think really drives the point home, and that is that if you wanted to find out how many calories were in your dinner tonight, on Google, you would have to enter each of the ingredients individually and then add up the totals for yourself. In Wolfram Alpha, you could just enter the recipe, and it would crank out all kinds of nutritional information, almost like on the side of a cereal box. And so that really is a significant difference between the two, and they're really meant for doing different things.
Yeah, no kidding. So that means if you're a college student or, hey, even a kid in elementary school and you have to figure some math problem out, could it compute it for you?
That's exactly. Here's the stunning thing about Wolfram Alpha compared to Google. You know, with Google, what you're really going to do is find the answer to your question that somebody has already found or already stated. In Wolfram Alpha, you could actually, I don't know what the question is, but you could potentially ask a question that no one has ever asked before, a question of a computational variety, and it could potentially crunch the numbers and figure out the answer for you, even though that answer has never been found before. That really, I think, again, explains the difference between the two. Google is really just finding answers like the one you're looking for and hoping that it's the closest answer for you, whereas Wolfram Alpha is actually figuring out the answer for you. The reality, though, is interesting. I think most people, when they get to Wolfram Alpha, will not find it to be that interesting, because in everyday life, most of us are not doing computational things. We're looking for bits of information that other people have looked for in the past.
Yeah, you're right. So it depends on what you do for a living. It depends on, like I mentioned, the example of the student, whatever. But
yes,
most people, like, for example, for me, if something just, some weird thing hits me and I don't have time to look something up, it's like if I just go to ask.com and throw something in, what is whatever, and see what sites come up. Or there are other search engines, even better than that, where you can just throw a question up and get the answer back, where it could be related to anything, something stupid about celebrities or sports teams or whatever, I guess, right? So there's a big difference,
well,
obviously.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I think is really exciting about Wolfram Alpha, and I really do encourage your listeners to go and look at it and get a flavor of it for themselves, because it, whether it's something that's useful for you every day or not, it is a huge breakthrough for the Internet and a huge breakthrough for science. But what it really does for us in our everyday life is paint the idea in our minds that, oh, there are many different ways to search for information beyond what most people use as a default, which is Google. And you mentioned CNN. They have a great article on the CNN website about all kinds of different new search engines that are popping up that work in all kinds of different ways. I know a few months ago you have the CEO of a company called SearchMe on your show.
I love it.
And
yeah.
Yeah, SearchMe is a website that is a visual website in a sense. When you do your search, instead of getting the typical Google page where you have to keep clicking on links to see if the page that you're looking at is the one you really want, with SearchMe it actually serves up all the pages that meet your criteria almost in like an iTunes interface, so you're flicking through them the way you flick through album covers. And that's yet just another way of looking at search. But I think for most people, something like a SearchMe, which can turn your computer into a jukebox if you search for music, or a video jukebox if you search for videos, is probably something that's going to be used more often because, frankly, it fits our life and the things we look for on a more regular basis.
Yeah, I've used SearchMe in a couple of presentations I've done where I've had to pull something up and show somebody something. I pulled it up on my iPhone, and it's very this is a weird word to use, Greg, but it's very sexy looking. You know, like you said, it has all the photographs, all the pages, the swipes, and it looks really good. And I've used that on a couple of people, so that's a very good point about all the different search engines that are out there. Twitter or Facebook, which one do you like better?
Well, I don't find that it's a choice between the two. I think that they really do very different things, and so I'll explain how I use them. I have a Facebook account, and I'm Greg Stebbin at Facebook, and I do use it to communicate with friends from high school and people I know today, and it's kind of a socializing social networking tool for me. Twitter, on the other hand, I use merely as a way of just announcing to anyone who's following me, hey, this is what I'm doing right now, and most often I use Twitter to announce when I'm about to talk to someone like you, Kate. In fact, about 10 minutes ago, I went on Twitter and sent a tweet that said I was going to be on your show. Now, it's interesting. You can actually link the two, so it becomes less and less necessary to choose, so that every time I send a tweet on Twitter, it shows up on my Facebook profile. So I'm able to reach both sets of people at one time. And I think more and more people are finding that they are distinct and really serve different purposes. And if you don't prefer one or the other, you find that you don't have to choose between the two.
Yeah, and really, you have to have some form, I think, of social networking to survive and thrive in the business world now, don't you think so?
Well, I absolutely do. I think that there's a third social networking site that often gets overlooked today because Facebook and Twitter are getting such a buzz, and that is a site called LinkedIn. Mm. And what I think is really valuable about LinkedIn is it really is designed to focus more on just your work or your professional life. And I think for many people, that's a more comfortable environment to invite other people from within their profession, because then they don't have to worry about, well, I went to this party and I want to say something about it, but I don't want my professional colleagues to know that I went. You know, it saves you having to decide, do I mix my work life with my professional life? On the other hand, I think more and more today, people are realizing that you are who you are, and who you are is a mix of your work life and your professional, and I think people are really just letting it hang out. I've been talking with friends recently about, well, what happens in 20 years when we have a president or someone who's running for president, and he or she has at some point had embarrassing photos posted on Facebook? Well, will that hinder this person's ability to become president? I say no, because by then we're all going to have had embarrassing pictures of ourselves posted on Facebook. Because the other thing we forget is those pictures, those things you post of yourself, they may never disappear. It may become impossible to take them down.
I know, and that's the scary part. Greg Stebbin, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for stopping by on America Tonight.
It was great to be here.
All right, so you heard Greg's take. He's right. LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, are you on any of these? People listening to America Tonight, are you into social networking in any form? 800-259-5791. Coming up next, President Obama lays down the law on fuel economy. We'll talk about it.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
We're a couple shows into this, waiting to see what's going to happen in the Beltway as we get closer and closer to the weekend. All right, how many times do you think Nancy Pelosi's name is going to come up on talk shows? Well, obviously on this one, but all the other talk shows that are out there and all of the television shows, and back to what the CIA did or what Nancy Pelosi did, I think you can count on it probably being, I mean, conservatively, I'm going to say 150 times, and I'm including some of the newspapers, not all of them. Let's go to Don, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm fine, Kate. You think I'm the only one that calls her a witch, though?
I don't know, but I think that's the best nickname ever. Remember we used to have a little funny thing where we'd say, I'll get you, my pretty. Remember that scene from The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah. Anyway, I'll see what the big deal is. I mean, they just put another Democrat in there. I mean, you know, she steps down. Goodbye, Pelosi, and Democratic Party moves on, right?
Yeah, that's true. But here's the problem. I think Pelosi, it's that favor thing. And I think that Pelosi has some watchdogs. There's certainly people in prime positions that are kind of looking out for Pelosi, and one of them is the president. He's going to stick up for her until he can, if there's stuff that comes out in the CIA briefing thing. But I think she weathers this. I think she weathers this, Don. Do you think she weathers it, or you think that ultimately she is forced to resign? We've certainly seen other speakers of the House have to resign. Maybe she ends up being one of them.
Well, I guess it'll depend what the briefs say. If they've caught her straight in the lie, you know. But it's not time to, Bill Clinton lied and he's still state president, right?
That's true, but of course, there you're talking about a woman, and you're talking about a cigar and another incident. So,
yeah. Hey, did you catch Angels and Demons?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to go and see it this weekend. Did you see it?
Yeah, I pride myself on being a movie sleuth and figuring out. You know, I don't miss the what you might call little keys here and there to tell you who the bad guy is, but this one caught me big time. I was like, wow. I'd love the twist at the end. The ending was my kind of ending for a flick, so.
Really? So it was good. On a scale of 1 to 10, you'd give it, what would you give it?
Oh, I'd give it a 7, so.
Ooh,
you know,
7,
I wouldn't
that's not that
say
good.
I would say an excellent movie, but I mean, it was, and this one was a lot, first of all, I was really surprised how bloody it was. How much killing and violence was in it, but compared to the first one, but they, at the same time, it moved along at a lot faster pace and wasn't near, you didn't feel like you were being bored part of it, so it did pretty good though, I guess, at the box, so.
It did, over 40 million, and they think it'll ultimately reap what it cost to make it, and then some after that. So, but still not as good as the Da Vinci Code, not the kind of opening the Da Vinci Code but had back in 2006.
Yeah. Well, they had a lot of hype, a lot more hype coming up to that, and, you know, so, but I still got a kick out of, Stellan Skarsgård, who's, you know, in the film, and, his rip on Dan Brown's writing.
Yeah.
Well, the author. It's like, well, that's pretty something. You're in one of the guy's movies or whatever, or at least a movie from his book, and you go ripping on his writing.
I know.
But anyway, though, other than that, so did you hear the big news with Governor of Utah?
Fill me in. What's going on?
Well, I guess Obama had him come in and called Governor Husband to be ambassador to China.
Oh, yeah. You scared me for a second. I thought this had something to do with something else that was going on in Utah. You know, the whole mineral rights thing that we were talking about. Yeah, but it's, so I guess, is he going to do that, though? Oh, we are losing Don. Don, you are slipping away into obscurity. The cell, the tower, that's what happens ultimately. So, it's, you know, it depends on where you're driving. And when Don talks to us, he's definitely driving. All right, thanks, Don, for the phone call. You can chime in, too, at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Hey, you know, speaking of China, something that I mentioned at the top of the show, and I never came around to it, so I'm sorry for that, but I mentioned the fact that China is thinking about not using the dollar for trade, and they're not the only ones. Brazil is thinking about doing the same thing. They're actually looking at the possibility of axing the dollar and using their own currencies for trade, which would be a huge move for both of those countries to do that. But because they're seeing the devaluation of the dollar, I guess they're not going to sit on the sidelines. I mean, this is big. The Chinese are challenging. This is a huge challenge to the status of the dollar because the dollar is the world's leading international currency. I'm sure you all knew that, right? Only they see how we're printing the dollars at a clip where we can't actually tell you how much we're printing. So in this case, what they would do is, or what's being proposed, this hasn't happened. In China, for example, they're talking about replacing the dollar and then having a new international reserve currency. Now, this has been brought up before. Possibly what they're saying is in the form of special drawing rights that they're calling SDRs, which would be basically a unit of account used by the international monetary system. And then the goal would be to create a reserve currency that is disconnected from any individual nation. So you can see why they're doing that. They're trying not to tie it to the U.S. dollar, obviously. And the same thing with Brazil and Argentina. They signed an agreement under which basically importers and exporters in those two countries can make and receive payments in pesos and reals, although they still could use the U.S. dollar if they wanted to do that, but they weren't doing that before. So this whole idea of the international currency really could come to fruition. Richard is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Richard. Richard. Oh, I think Richard dropped off. Hey, if you call back, Richard, we'll give you a free pass, but that's okay. So anyway, this is something that was, I want to say, like a month and a half. I guess it's been over a month. We were talking about the World Summit, and that was one of the things that was brought up, would it be feasible, this kind of a global currency. Well, this is a step in that direction. And economists are saying that that plan is unfeasible. But there are these bilateral deals between Beijing and their trading partners, and this is a huge juggernaut, a huge kick in the jaw, really, to the United States. But it would promote a wider international use, certainly even of their currency, if they wanted to. And that would mean China's political clout, I mean, do the math, around the world would uptick a little bit. I mean, probably a lot. Because then you're removing the dollar from it. You don't think about those things, but if you know anything about currency and certainly the monetary system, that is huge for that to happen. Here's another thing that's pretty big on the president's agenda, not on China's agenda, and he's going to talk about it on Tuesday, so I'm sure we'll have more specifics on Tuesday's show, but Obama's going to announce these new vehicle emission rules, and they're setting the first ever nationwide limit on greenhouse gas pollution from cars. That's obviously never happened. It would force the guys who make the cars to meet a fuel economy standard for 2016 of slightly less than 35.5 miles a gallon. That's the target anyway. I guess, and I didn't realize this because I thought 2016, but they wouldn't have to be met till 2020, so there's this grace period if you think that we're in 2009. That's a big leap, I guess, there. That's longer than I thought. I thought 2016 was the D-Day. But this move is the biggest step to curb the greenhouse gas pollution that I can think of. So Schwarzenegger's going to be there. Granholm's going to be there from Michigan. You got those two governors, one from Michigan, one from California, and they're going to be involved in this when they make the announcement in the Rose Garden. And it's heavily tying in a couple of different factors. You would think, I guess, that the guys who make the autos are going to have to get behind it. Also, it's going to change a couple of things, like the companies would have to drop their lawsuits against the state of California because of the proposed emissions standard that they were thrown out in Cali. So there's going to be some things that will be tweaked under this. And the EPA would actually be the governing body that would set the new standard for the greenhouse gas emissions. They would decide, in other words, what ultimately they would be set at in the future. Wow. But the federal plan would settle that question of whether states can set their own rules for regulating these tailpipe emissions, which the auto guys called an unworkable patchwork of rules. This would be one single law then. Coming up on the flip side, birthdays and this day in history.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Madonna definitely made it through the wilderness, in fact, into the arms of a 22-year-old, Jesus Luce, who apparently is a practicer of Kabbalah, as is Madonna. Rumors flying wild that she's going to marry this, truly the definition of a boy toy. How about that? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks for the emails. We'll get to some of them tomorrow as well. So americatonight.net. Coming up, we have birthdays and this day in history. Hey, what do you think, Matt Johnson? You're a young, strapping buck. Would you be interested in a 50-year-old that looked like Madonna and had her bucks and her, let's just say, her cachet?
Oh, no. Not a chance. There's a lot better older women out there than Madonna. She is not looking good. I've seen pictures of her lately, and not the same as she used to be.
No, you know what? She just looks a little ragged. I don't know if it's too much workout or too much. I don't know. She does look a little ragged.
I don't know,
right.
But her arms are definitely bigger than mine, I think. So it's not gonna work with me.
All right, so Matt says no to Madonna, but Jesus is saying yes, yes, yes to Madonna. All right, and you're probably saying get to news you can abuse. We got a couple of really good ones for you, including this one from New York. Have you ever been to this place? It's one of my favorite places ever. Okay, you go to New York. Here's where you have to go. The Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, to say you've been, and plus the view. And go to the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum. It's on the west side of Manhattan, and it's got everything, all kinds of airplanes from the past on this Navy aircraft carrier. It's so cool. And they're saying that the space shuttle might be there. Senator Schumer is trying to push for that. So NASA's retiring the shuttle fleet, and that maybe they would have the space shuttle there, it being a glass enclosure on the end of Pier 86. So NASA says the shuttles Discovery, Endeavour, and Atlantis are going to be ready for their retirement homes in 2012. That is very cool. And that, I'm telling you, right now, as it is now, you can go down into a sub, all kinds of really neat things. It's just, it's mind-blowing. Do yourself a favor. You go there, make sure you check out the that museum. It's very, very cool. All right, bird watching. Does anybody listening to me do the bird watching thing? My grandfather used to do that. He used to be into the bird watching deal once he moved from Jersey to Tampa. And anyway, there's this guy named Bill Baker and his buddies that are huge bird watchers on the Texas Gulf Coast. And he was part of a three-man team competing in this Great Texas Birding Classic. That's what they call it. The birders prowl the coastline, seeing who can spot the most species over 5 days. He says they don't get a lot of sleep. They subsist pretty much on fast food. And the bird watchers have to play hurt. They say that a common injury, have you ever heard of this, called warbler's neck? It's a cramp that comes from all the upward head tilting that you have to do. But his team won, and what did they get for winning? Check this out. At first I was like, who cares about this, right? His team gets a 65-pound bronze trophy. It's shaped like an egret, and the chance to award $10,000 to a conservation project. That's very cool. Matt, have you ever done the bird watching thing?
No, I'm not into that, but my dad is big into the long walks on the outdoors and spotting birds. He's got a billion bird books, the binoculars at his house. I think there's about 3 or 4 bird feeders, bird houses, all everything birds. So
yep, birds.
He's the guy to take that question up with. Me, I don't even know.
All right, so you got to tell him. He's got to start to compete. If he's got all the bird books and he's got the binoculars, now he needs to make some money on this that he can donate in his name to some conservation project in Minnesota. So we got to get him going. I'm going to find a competition for him. That's my new deal. Give me a couple weeks, and I will find a competition for Mr. Johnson in honor of Matt and the fact that he does not like the bird thing. We're going to get his father thicker into this. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
It's a plan. I'm going to do it. How about this? 83 years old, Stella Butterfield out of Vegas calls herself the fastest pen in the West. She's the only court reporter in Nevada who still uses shorthand. Mm-hmm, because now you have computerized steno-type machines. If you've been in a courtroom, you've seen it. She admits that using a pen and a pad is archaic, but she likes the old-fashioned way of doing things. And she's cut back to working just a few days a month now that she's 83. But she has fond memories of recording testimony. Check this out. She was the stenographer on depositions from the likes of Johnny Carson and Frank Sinatra. That's pretty cool. Wonder if she was starstruck when she was busy taking those notes. Probably not, because she had to be accurate, I'm assuming. But she probably saw some interesting things nonetheless. Time for a look back in history. I love to look back in history, although most of it seems to deal at times. I mean, I guess that's what it is. You're looking back at what happened in the past. A lot of it has to do with some pretty sad things that have happened in history, right? Things that we don't want to repeat, that whole saying about history repeating itself. Well, it is May 19th. There are 226 days left in the year. In 1536, Anne Boleyn, the second wife of England's Henry VIII, IM, was beheaded after being convicted of adultery. She was set up. I've been watching the Tudors. She was set up. He wanted to ditch her. He was sick of her. All right, here's something else that happened in history. In 1943, in an address to the U.S. Congress, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill pledged his country's full support in the fight against Japan. 1962, this is famous, during a Democratic fundraiser at Madison Square in New York, actress Marilyn Monroe sang Happy Birthday to You to the guest of honor, President John F. Kennedy, and the Happy Birthday song has never been the same. In 1964, the State Department disclosed that 40 hidden microphones had been found in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. Uh-huh. Wiretapping in the early days. 1994, former First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis died in New York. She was 64 years old. 5 years ago, here's a couple of things that happened. Two men threw purple flower at British Prime Minister Tony Blair in the House of Commons. Remember those pictures? If you saw them, it was really odd. Also, millionaire philanthropist Jack Eckerd, name sound familiar? Founder of the famous drugstore empire that bears his name, died in Clearwater, Florida. He lived a very long life, 91 years old. Time to jump to those birthdays and those birthday singers. Rock singer Pete Townsend from The Who, 64 years old. PBS newscaster Jim Lehrer, 75 years old. I don't need to introduce him, right? David Hartman, TV personality, used to be the host of Good Morning America a long, long time ago, 74 years old. Actor Stephen Ford, 53. He is the son of Gerald Ford, the former president. Actor Drew Fuller is 29 years old. Actor Eric Lloyd, on the younger end of things, is a mere 23. Author-director Nora Ephron, you've probably seen some of her stuff like Sleepless in Seattle, 68 years old. Also celebrating a birthday on this day is singer-actress Grace Jones. I know you know Grace Jones' face. She was known for doing The Outrageous, 57 years old. Also celebrating a birthday is rock musician Tim McKagg. He is 26 years old. And rock singer Jenny Berggren from Ace of Base is 37 years old. Wow, 37. She looks a little bit younger than 37. Not that 37 is old. Ever see ZZ Top in concert? I did once a long time ago in Las Cruces. Rock musician Dusty Hill is 60 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Celebrate it in style. Maybe you call in sick. Sometimes you work for companies where they tell you you can take a personal day on your birthday. I think it's pretty nice. Leave you with this thought. There could be no honor in sure success, but much might be wrested from a sure defeat.